WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-sized hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that recognizes a stretch of I-90 as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The governor was joined by Ho-Chunk National President John Greendeer, along with bill authors, local officials, citizens of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and community members. The bill signing took place in Baraboo. The governor says this effort will continue to bolster native language and preservation. The bill also lists the 14 Ho-Chunk Code Talkers that the Federal Department of Defense has recognized, as well as specifically including any other unidentified Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunny and cold, but not terribly windy today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 15 today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 19. Tomorrow, sunshine, 45 by Friday. It'll be partly cloudy with a high back up to 53. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7.
We are officially halfway through another work week and really looking forward to another weekend. Here's Queen.
Raise a little thing called love. Yeah, yeah. Raise a little thing called love. Yeah, yeah. Raise a little thing called love. Yeah, yeah. Raise 90s, and more.
Max FM.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
I'm not your one. I'm not your man. I am something that you never understand. I never beat you. I never lie. And if you ever love, forgive you, bye bye. 'Cause
I Would Die For You, There Is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on your Wednesday?
Good morning, Maddie. Doing pretty good. You know, grateful that we're halfway through the work week after the way the weather has been the past few days. Kind of looking, hopefully it's a little bit more normal this weekend. We'll
see. Sure. We'll see what happens. It's a little blustery out there this morning. It was a far cry from walking outside in a t-shirt with a sweatshirt over the top yesterday to winter coats and hats and gloves this morning to take Aspen outside. But, you know, upper Midwest winter. What are you going to do? Mother Nature, we're at your mercy, I guess, at this point. My goodness. Now, anything fun and exciting yesterday in your world before besides dodging more raindrops? Because that's essentially what we had to do most of the day.
I tell you, taking the dogs for the walk is quite the adventure. It is messy, sloppy, muddy. It's just, it's bad out there.
Yeah.
Other than
gross.
That, you know, I had rehearsal last night, but trying to just shake off this springtime crud or whatever it is.
Right.
I mean, it's not the flu. I don't know how to. You feel ill, but then you don't feel ill.
Right.
You know, it's so weird. Is anybody else suffering from this? I don't know what it's. I just call it the blahs.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Dexter had something of the same sort for about 4 or 5 days. And yesterday was the first day he really felt like himself again. And you can always tell with teenagers in the house because they want to eat again, right? And essentially he was just eating everything he could get his hands on because he'd gone so many days because his stomach was just upset. He wasn't really pukey. He wasn't really yucky, but he just didn't feel like eating and his stomach would start to hurt a little bit. So he really just basically went almost 5 days without a whole lot of sustenance, except for, you know, like the rice and the bananas and stuff like that, just to make sure that he was getting something, but not too much. And so yesterday he finally was like, ooh, I could use this. Ooh, that sounds kind of good. Somebody must feel a little bit better today.
See, that's how I've been the past couple of days. I know that something is wrong when my appetite isn't there. If I'm not hungry, then something is weird that's going on. And the past couple of days, it's just kind of like been,
I know there's just a lot of yuck going around. I don't know if it's a weather type thing because Mother Nature has given us so many different seasons in 1 month and week or maybe even a day, depending
on seasons in one day kind of thing.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. So I don't know if it's that, if it's just that time of year or if, you know, we're out mingling a little bit more. I have no idea. But if you're feeling a little under the weather, we do hope you feel better soon. That includes you, Finn, because that's no fun to feel like that. It's really, really not. It's kind of a gross feeling.
How was your day yesterday?
Oh, it was pretty boring, actually. So we started the day with more renovation work, and I say renovation in air quotes because I don't know what else to call it. Maybe a makeover, do-over of the new studio space. So they got some of the carpet tiles laid yesterday. They look amazing. They're going to be out later today to finish. My husband keeps adding to their work, though, because this started out with just the office/studio being done. And then he realized he liked the beige paint color he picked out a lot more than the ugly green color that was in the bathroom that we inherited when we bought the house. So he was like, ooh, ask him if they can paint the bathroom at the same time. They're right across the hall from one another.
Sure.
And then as the project went on, he was like, ooh, you know, we do have that missing tile from when the bathroom tub up above leaked. So maybe they could replace that. And then he was like, but if they're doing that, then that means they should probably just replace all of them and replace the light that's falling out of the other tile. And maybe the ceiling fan, the exhaust fan that hasn't worked in there for a while. And ooh, could we also get a new heater? Because I really like to use that in the winter when it's cold. And I was like, how long do you want them to be here? I'm sure they have other work to do.
A complete home makeover.
Well, it's stuff that's very much needed, and it's stuff that's been needed done for a really, really long time. And I think he just figures as long as they're in there doing their thing and they're here, we might as well have them do it all. Now, they're fantastic. I'm sure they do have other homes to go to, so I hope he quits adding to the list pretty soon. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a really awesome space. I cannot wait until they're officially done, and we can just kind of start building out the studio and putting what we need in there and getting getting out of the family room. That is ultimately the goal here. We also had haircuts yesterday, so that's always very exciting. Dexter's, you know, journey into long hair, doing what he wants with it, continues. We are so lucky we have an amazing stylist who is patient and has a teenage daughter of her own, because most people would have kicked us out of that salon in a heartbeat after his demands yesterday. And when I say demands, he's very nice about it, and he asks. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, she cannot do things that are impossible for your hair. You know, he has a hair a lot like mine. It's very fine, but there's a lot of it, a lot of it. And it likes to curl on the ends. And so he's got the perfect hair texture for what's called the wolf cut, which is basically like a modern day mullet. A lot of flipping out. It's kind of messy. You know, it kind of fits his goth punk rocker vibe that he's always going for.
Yeah.
And he's got gorgeous hair. He's got really gorgeous hair, but he wants it to do stuff that it isn't going to do.
It doesn't want to do. Yeah.
Right. Because he's like, can it just be straight here? No. You see, you have curl in your hair. So no, it cannot be straight there because it's curly right there. And then, so just trying to get him to understand that and explain that is... it's like talking to a brick wall most days, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So he got a cut though yesterday, walked out, and there was a smile from like ear to ear. So I'm going to take that as a good sign that we like it. So we'll see if that continues, because he's changed his hair every month when we've gone in for, I don't know, sorry, Mel, I love you, probably like the last 8 months. Every time we go in, he changes his hair on her. It's essentially the same cut, but like maybe a little longer here. Ooh, can we trim this up a little bit here? I don't like the back so long now, like I did last time. So essentially every time he goes in, we've got a base, but we have to like tweak it a little bit more. So hopefully someday we're where he likes it, and where we don't have to do any more tweaking, because I'm as annoyed as I'm sure Mel is, even though she's way more patient than his mother. That's for sure. She's
awesome.
The journey
continues.
Oh, man.
The follicle journey continues.
Right? Right? Yeah. All he keeps saying is, I am so glad I have your hair and not my dad's, because, well, dad had a receding hairline at like 18. Dexter's only a year away from that, and so he's very, very happy he has my hair and not his dad's.
That is supposed to be on your mother's side, isn't it?
Yeah. And both of my boys got my hair, that's for sure. Now Max's is a little bit different. It's coarse like Corey's, and it's very dark like Corey's, but he's got my thickness, and so there's a lot of it, which is why when he's trying to grow it out, it doesn't actually grow long, it just grows out, and so it gets poofy because there's so much. It's coarse, you know, so it's not, he doesn't get flowing hair. Dexter gets flowing hair, Max gets poofy hair. So I think they'd like to kind of actually swap each other's traits just a little bit for what they both want to do with their hair. But unfortunately, kiddos, that's genetics. And I can't alter those. So you got
Not
what you
much
got.
Much you can do there. Yeah.
That's right. You got what you got a long time ago, and you're just stuck with it now. So besides all of that, yesterday, after I got home, because they were our crew working on the house left for a little bit. They had some appointments, and then they were going to come back. Well, that ended up not being able to happen, because they're also property managers, so they had a couple emergencies as well that they had to take care of, which I totally get. And so my whole day was like planned around them being here, right? So I had absolutely nothing to do. So I sat down and I started binge watching a new show on Peacock. It's called Apples Never Fall. Have you seen this?
I've heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it stars Annette Bening. It's also produced by Annette Bening. If you haven't seen it or heard about it, she actually plays a wife and mother who goes missing. Her adult children are suspicious of their father, who's played by actor Sam Neill.
Right.
And it's actually based on a novel of the same name by Leanne Moriarty, who also wrote Big Little Lies and Nine Perfect Strangers. It's 7 episodes. I'm not going to say it was the best series I've ever watched, but it was, I mean, it was entertaining for a day.
Oh, so you have watched the whole thing, then.
I got through the whole thing yesterday. That tells you how much I did, which is absolutely nothing when I got back from my haircut.
That's okay.
We just kind of chilled out yesterday and did a little grading of school projects, and then I just flipped on Peacock and watched. I mean, I wasn't glued to it, but it was entertaining. It was good. You know, there's a little twist in it where this stranger magically shows up at their door. Now, this is not a series that I could watch with my husband, though, because there is a lot of back and forth, now and then moments. And they put it on the screen so you know what was happening prior to this event that's happening right this very minute, but it goes forward and backwards a lot. And we all know that does not work for Corey Hartman. I mean, it's got to be straight forward. He'll think there's a train running through the screen like he did at Black Panther, which there was no train, by the way, if you've seen the movie. But I could not sit down and watch it with him because it would drive him absolutely bonkers. So you
too
have
many
to be
questions for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you got to be prepared to go like back and forth a lot if you're going to watch it. Is it worth it? Yeah, probably, if you're looking for something short to binge watch, because it's only 7 episodes, and each episode is about an hour long. And it was good. I mean, it wasn't probably the best thing I've ever seen. I love Annette Bening, though, so anytime she's in something, I think it's worth a moment in time. And so I'm glad I watched it. Now, will I go back and rewatch it again? Probably not. But it was entertaining. Let's just
say
that.
What a resurgence for Annette Bening, right?
I know, I love
her,
though.
Like, the past year, she's mm-hmm. really with NIAID and this,
I know.
And she's
it's
out
crazy.
There.
It's crazy.
Warren Beatty's probably at home just kind of twiddling his thumbs now because she's so busy. But
right?
Yeah.
But their daughter, Warren Beatty and Annette Bening's daughter, as I was looking at for some stuff about Annette Bening this morning, just saw that their daughter just made her Broadway debut as well. So that's kind of cool. So that, the Beatty-Bening household, they're very busy right now. But yeah, I would definitely, I mean, if you're in for something and you don't want to be too committed. I mean, obviously this is the time of year where for me personally, I have a hard time committing to like long running shows simply mm-hmm. because I know it's going to be a really long time before I get back to them, because chances are I'm going to be pulled away because the weather's nicer and there's going to be more activity and stuff like that. This is a pretty quick one to get through. I mean, 7 episodes. They say season 1, but it's based on the novel, and I don't know how you would go back and recreate anything else. Now, the one thing I will say is there's one character, the one who mysteriously shows up. That character also mysteriously vanishes, and there's no ending as to that character. So that was kind of a bummer. Because, you know, you're kind of like, it's one of those things, and I don't want to give too much away, where you're like, what actually happens to this person? Because this person is actually pretty abysmal, and they deserve whatever, you know, comes to them. But you never get that sort of closure with it.
It's kind of ambiguous. They just leave it open-ended.
It is. It is. And so that one I was on Peacock going, oh, there's got to be one more episode. Like, come on, there's got to be one more that tells me what happens here, because each episode is named after one of the family members in the show. There's 4 kids in the show. So it starts out with just the Delaneys, which is the name of the family. And then each person in the family gets their own episode. And this character who mysteriously shows up is a major part of the storyline. So I was like, well, there's got to be one named after her, so we find out what happened. Nope, not that I see, and I'm pretty sure the full series is out, but you could definitely check it out. A little drama mystery never hurt anybody on a rainy
day. So, and there's nothing really going on at the theater with movies that are out there. I mean, TV is the way to go right now.
Right?
I mean, we've been watching Shogun and really enjoying that. I mean, it's
I've heard good things.
Oh, it's so well produced. I mean, it looks phenomenal.
Right.
Cast is pretty good, except the lead guy. I just kind of feel like he's doing this Richard Burton impersonation. Like, it's just like an affectation, you know? I'm not sure he completely sells his character.
Right.
And of course, he's the only, well, he's supposed to be English. So he's the only, English character in the show. But no, I mean, it's really well produced. So if you have more binge time, you can check that out.
Well, we'll see what today brings. You know, it's drum day and puppy school day. So we'll see what the rest of the day brings. And I know they're coming back out later this afternoon to continue working on the projects that Corey keeps adding to their plate.
They'll never leave.
Right. Yesterday I texted him. I'm like, dude, you got to stop. Like, I'm sure they have other people they've got to go help and do projects for. But he was like, you know, if I'm doing this, though, I'm not going to skimp out and leave the ceiling with a hole in it if the walls are painted, you know, kind of thing. And that was simply because it's a drop tile ceiling. And we just never went and got a new tile because we had to buy an entire pack of them. And we only need 6 because it's a really tiny bathroom.
Right.
So we were like, well, we'll just leave it. And someday maybe somebody will have an extra. Well, our someday turned into about 3 years later. So that's awesome. And
I mean, if they're out there... If they're out there anyway, you might as well have them do as much as they can do while
they're
there.
And they're great, and we love them. And thank you to the property doctors for coming in and making the house look fabulous, because they're my go-to when I need something done. Because I've said before, my husband's awesome. If he's rewiring the house for sound, yeah, you go for it. If I'm giving you a hammer and a drill, we've got to have a conversation first and have somebody to oversee the process. Hey, we've got to make some people some qualifiers here this morning. We're running into the final days of this Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Yeah. We've only got a couple more days for people to qualify. So let's do it right now. Of course, if you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app, you should definitely run over to your Google Store, your Apple Store, download that absolutely free, and then find Max the Mouse by scrolling to the very bottom and text us this word, bike, B-I-K-E. That is today's word of the hour for the 7 a.m. hour so that you can qualify just by texting for some really awesome prizes. I mean, we're giving away lots of getaways to Chula Vista Resort. So for anybody around here, a nice little staycation. I love that. Then just by texting, you're also going to be qualified, Finn, for some grand prizes, including a couple of bicycles, hence the word of the day, bike. And then you're also going to be qualified for a Ninja Blender and a patio love seat. So you've got an opportunity to win some really awesome stuff going into the spring and summer months. Now, here's the really cool part. You can text us right now the word bike, and you can be qualified to win, or you can qualify later today, because you're going to have a couple more chances, and then there's going to be another chance later this afternoon. We'll tell you more about that as the morning progresses. But right now, you need to concentrate on the word bike. You need to get that texted to us so that you qualify for that getaway and all of those grand prizes, doing so through your Civic Media app. Look at everybody texting this morning. They are on their game today. I love it. I love it. They're like, ooh, we're going to see some sunshine, some warmer temperatures coming up. I've got this. No more rainy day blahs. But again, the word that you're texting this morning is bike, B-I-K-E. You're going to have until 8 o'clock to get that word to us through your Civic Media app. Now, taking a look at this forecast right now, it is a little cloudy, a little breezy out there right now, and definitely a little chilly to start the day. Sean Cable promises me that there's going to be some sunshine today, but it is going to stay cold, only 37 for a high, so substantially cooler than we've seen the last few days. Clear tonight down to 19, and then tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high near 45. Tomorrow looks, on Friday at looks absolutely gorgeous, though. Partly cloudy with a high near 53. That's the kind of weather we're talking about for those Easter egg hunts. Now, come on, Mother Nature, cooperate with us here. You didn't dump the snow on us, so at least the kids can go outside, perhaps, maybe. I never want to get too ahead of myself when Mother Nature is concerned. But, you know, maybe she'll give us a reprieve and we can have some of those great Easter egg hunts outside this weekend. Right now, it is 26.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added four more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maximum Hits.
7:31 right now. Still taking qualifiers for our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest. Use your Civic Media app. The word of this hour is bike. B-I-K-E. Text us to win some great prizes. Here's Kenny Loggins. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now, and qualifiers continue to get qualified this morning, Finn, in our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest. The word of this hour is bike, so make sure you use your Civic Media app. If you don't have that already, you can get it in your Google or your Apple store and scroll to the very bottom where you'll see Max the Mouse, and then text us the word bike through that app, and you're going to be qualified for a getaway to Chula Vista Resort. resort, like a little staycation for anybody around here. Plus, you're going to be qualified for some grand prizes, including a Ninja blender, a patio love seat, and a couple of bikes, hence the word of this hour, bike, that you need to text us before 8 o'clock. It's a great group of prizes. My goodness, really getting you prepared for the spring and the summer months. I love that. And here's the other really cool thing, Finn. You can qualify this hour if you want, right? Or if you do that, or maybe even miss out, you have the 10 a.m. hour to qualify, then 1 o'clock this afternoon to qualify, and 3 o'clock this afternoon to qualify as well. And we're going to be taking qualifiers during those hours through Friday, all right? So make sure you get your text in so that we can give you a really great prize. Hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, because we like to give stuff away. It's a good stuff, though.
Have you noticed the really diligent people that are texting in for every hour? It's so cool.
I love it. They're so awesome. I mean, they are like clockwork on this. They are way more diligent about things than I am. They need to come over here and like run my house or something, because they're doing a way better job. Meanwhile, during Kenny Loggins there, I was crawling around on the floor out here at Goose Poop Pond, because apparently I just forgot how to eat a blueberry today. I had a plate full of them with my eggs and my toast. Had to save them for, you know, after our last break. And I couldn't make it to my mouth today. Everything rolled down the front of me and onto the floor. And I was like, well, all right. So now we're just going to climb around on the floor. Meanwhile, there's people out there who are actually being able to get their texts in a timely manner, and I can't even eat a blueberry. So that tells you everything you need to know about how my day's going.
Again, we need a webcam. We need this for the show.
Oh my gosh. Corey keeps threatening, especially with the new studio going in the house, and I'm like, oh, nobody needs that in the morning, because that's going to go viral for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. My goodness.
And then we'd have to not be in pajamas or lounge
pants.
I know.
Yeah. Now, my pajamas are usually just sweatpants and a sweatshirt, so that's nothing too major. But, you know, nobody needs me that early in the morning. Nobody needs to see what's happening out here that early in the morning. So part of what I did yesterday, too, was kept an eye on that bridge collapse in Baltimore, because, my goodness, what a horrible thing happening in the city of Baltimore. That happened while we were basically on the air yesterday. ABC News started reporting about it. And, of course, you're going to hear more reports from ABC News throughout the day. But here's some of the latest info that we have about this, right? So this was a massive 984-foot-long cargo ship, and it lost power and all controls, and then it rammed into a support pillar just before 1:30 a.m. Eastern yesterday. A huge span of the bridge collapsed into the river 6 seconds later. Now, the Francis Scott Key Bridge opened in 1977, and the whole thing was over 1.6 miles long. Not all of it fell, but a huge section over the water did, around 3,300 feet, so about two-thirds of a mile, which is a good section of bridge that's going to need to be reconstructed. Unfortunately, 8 construction workers were on the bridge when it fell. Last we heard, they were still looking for 6 of them who were there repairing potholes. Sadly, the company they work for said they're all presumed dead. 2 other construction workers got pulled from the water alive. It doesn't look like any other vehicles were on the bridge, but they're still not 100% sure. Now, with that being said, things could have been a whole lot worse after it happened yesterday, especially if it would have been during rush hour, because the Francis Scott Key Bridge handled over 30,000 cars a day. That cargo ship crew immediately sent out a mayday when their controls went out, and there's audio of cops coordinating to stop traffic before the bridge fell. They literally had 100 seconds to act before they let any cars on that bridge, and they were able to stop them. If you haven't heard the audio from this, it's one of those moments that gives you goosebumps, or at least it does me, just because of the fact that these police acted so quickly. The emergency responders were so darn quick in this situation and did everything they absolutely could. And it's a little like goosebumpy. Let me just say that if you haven't had a chance to hear it, find it. It's all over social media, and it's crazy. Now, contrary to a lot of rumors that are floating around on social media, President Biden says there is no indication that this was terrorism. He also said the federal government should pay to rebuild the bridge and called on Congress to act. Hopefully they can do this a lot faster than they do other things. Right. He noted the Port of Baltimore is one of the country's largest shipping hubs, About 15,000 jobs depend on this port. It's blocked off indefinitely, obviously. The Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said rebuilding the bridge is going to be a long and expensive process. Now, there were conspiracy theories all over social media yesterday as to what happened and is this going to be another 9/11? Okay, sometimes accidents are just accidents. And if you watch the actual DOT cam, you can see that this was a cargo ship that was having some major mechanical issues. And so I get that we like to, you know, have a reason behind everything, but sometimes an accident is just an accident, and that's what this appears to be. Yeah. The National Transportation Safety Board plans on getting onto the ship today. They say a team of experts are investigating what happened, including what actually went wrong with that ship and any possible issues with the bridge itself. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said it was fully up to code, and then finally a ton of people have been Googling, who is Francis Scott Key? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Go back to civics
Rockets
class, people.
Red glare, people.
That's right. Yeah. Go back to civics class. Kids, if you have history today, let's pay attention to some of these things.
Wow.
He was a lawyer from Maryland who obviously wrote the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. The music was written by a British composer by the name of John Stafford Smith, but obviously Francis Scott Key, the lyricist behind the national anthem. So that is who he is. Pay attention in your history and your civics classes,
Are we
kids.
Really
That's how we know
at that
these
point
things.
In the world where we just don't know things.
Well, yes, the tinfoil crowd hat was out in full force on social media yesterday, telling us exactly why this bridge went into the water. Right. And it was kind of like, oh boy. But that's the latest that we have. Obviously, there's going to be more updates over the next few days, and we'll have all of those on our newscast from ABC, so you can definitely catch those. And but if you do get a chance, I would definitely implore you to listen to that audio if you want to know how awesome our police forces in this country can be. That audio that was coming in from the ship was absolutely crazy, and it will give you goosebumps, and you're going to think much more of people in this country and in this world, because it was a really great moment of coordination. And you talk about heroics from our emergency manager or emergency crews. That's literally what it was in those 100 seconds they had yesterday. It was pretty awesome to hear. So definitely give them their props, because we know that they deal with a whole lot more than we even realize. And yesterday was just one of those moments in time. So that's floating around out there. One of the things you should actually pay attention to on social media about what happened with the bridge yesterday. Not crazy Uncle Larry, who's got all the theories in the world, Finn.
Yeah. And he always takes to social media, doesn't he?
That's right. That crazy Uncle Larry. In fact, you might even get to see him this week. And he'll share at your Easter dinner, and he'll share all of those theories with you in person after a few glasses of scotch. That's probably how that's going down, right? We all have one. That's why we can laugh about it. Yeah. We all have that person in the family. That's why we can joke about it. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It is definitely going to be cold today, only 37 for a high. As we progress through the rest of the week, though, we're going to warm those temperatures up and actually see some sunshine, perhaps, maybe, later on. At least that's what Sean Cable keeps promising me. He's going to have a detailed look at your forecast in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Thursday, we have our March farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's a very large auction featuring over 1,400 lots, a lot of newer late model farm machinery, as well as construction equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawnmowers, tools, and much more. You can view all the items on our website at gavinbros.com. That's our March farm consignment online-only auction ending this Thursday at 9 a.m. Several other auctions and events next week, including a farm toy and collector toy drop-off on Tuesday, real estate auction open house for a property on Lake Road near Hill Point, also on Tuesday, and then the Scenic Bluffs farmer auction on Friday. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. As expected, the events for today have been postponed. Baseball for Baraboo was set to take on Fall Creek and Antigo today over at Woodside Sports Complex. That has been postponed at this point. So has the game for tomorrow at Woodside with the Baraboo Thunderbirds going against Northland Pines. Sauk Prairie does have another game today. They, of course, are in Tampa, Florida. The baseball team is going to go against Elk River at 10:30 this morning. And then at 10:30 tomorrow, they'll take on another Minnesota team as they'll be challenging Apple Valley. Again, that's all at Baseball City Complex in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow for Portage, it's the freshman and sophomore showcase at Ripon College for an indoor track and field meet. And then a couple of events are on the schedule for baseball and softball. Again, we'll have to see if those have an opportunity to go or not. A double overtime thriller yesterday, but the Bucks fall at home to the LA Lakers. 128-124 was the final. Team was able to rally down from 19 points in the fourth quarter. The Bucks blow that big lead and then ultimately go to two OTs, and the Lakers without LeBron James able to take down the Bucks. Austin Reeves was a big reason why. He had 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists, a triple-double. Anthony Davis with a huge 30 and 20 game, 34 points, 23 rebounds in the contest. Another side for the Bucks, it was also a triple-double for Giannis. 29 points, 21 rebounds, and 11 assists for the game. Team falls to 46-26 for the season. Lakers improved to 40-32. Bucks back at it again tomorrow night when the team will hit the road again. They're going to head to New Orleans to face the Pelicans. 7 o'clock is going to be the tip for that one. Hard to believe, but just 10 games left in the regular season. Opening days tomorrow for the Brew Crew is they're going to be in New York to face the Mets. 12-10 is going to be that first pitch. They have a series of three against the Mets before hosting the Twins for the home opener on Tuesday the 2nd. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Sunny and cold, but not terribly windy today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 15 today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 19. Tomorrow, sunshine 45. By Friday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high back up to 53. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27. 99.7.
Der großen Stadt, es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, dann er fand, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na komm, rock me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up, mein Ding ist zu.
Rock Me Amadeus, there is Falco. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 right now. And Finn, let's remind everybody just about 9 more minutes to get your text in this morning to qualify in our statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. If you don't have the Civic Media app, make sure you grab that over in your Google or Apple store. And then in the next few minutes, text us the word bike, B-I-K-E. This is your word of the hour. This is how you're going to qualify for some of those really great prizes, including lots of those getaways to Chula Vista. We're giving away a ton of those, along with some of the grand prizes that you'll be qualified to win, including the Ninja Blender, a couple of bicycles, and then, of course, a patio love seat. But you have until 8 o'clock to text us the word bike. And no worries, if you didn't get in on this round, it's okay. You're going to have more rounds today to qualify, including at 10 o'clock with you, 1 o'clock also with you, and then 3 o'clock this afternoon with Aaron Carreno. Just a couple of more days to qualify in our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Yeah. But still some time here this hour to get the word bike texted to us, B-I-K-E. Now, while everybody's working on texting and downloading apps and doing all that stuff, and remember, when you have that Civic Media app, it's completely free. You're going to be able to listen to Max FM wherever you go. You just got to scroll to the very bottom, find Max the Mouse's little face, and you can listen to the station, you can stream, and also maybe text to win some cool prizes as well. So a really kind of one-stop shop sort of thing. I love that.
Exactly. And now, if you win, a friendly representative from Civic Media will be getting in touch with you.
That's right. And they're all fantastic. So you'll appreciate the call telling you that you just won a really fabulous prize to make your summer or your spring a little bit better, or maybe even both. I mean, if we're talking about the Ninja Blender and a patio love seat and we get some of these nice days, I'm thinking margaritas for everybody on the deck. That's what I'm thinking. I'll let you guys go on the bike ride because, you know, I just go backwards on a bicycle. It's fine. We don't talk about my deficiencies in life. I go with my strengths, which is sitting on a patio with a margarita that I made with my Ninja Blender. It's fine. It's
safer for everyone, right?
It is much safer for everyone. But again, get that Civic Media app so in the next couple of days you can qualify for some of those great prizes. Let's celebrate some birthdays here this morning. We've got a good list of celebrities, and a quick reminder that, speaking of texting, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or know somebody who is, our Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line is always open, 355-9970. Let's start right here at the top with Halle Bailey, actually. She is celebrating a birthday today. It's very close to Halle Berry, by the way. She was Ariel in the live-action Little Mermaid, and she's also the younger half of Chloe and Haley. Anyway, is it Halle Haley? I'm not even sure. She's celebrating her 24th birthday. That is what I know here this morning. I've butchered her name multiple times. I have no idea how to pronounce it, but it's all right. I know she was at one time the Little Mermaid, so it's fine.
Hey, at least you're a little bit more in the loop with current people than I am. I have no clue who many of these people are, but
mostly because she's kind of been everywhere lately, which is why I should probably know more about her and probably be able to pronounce her name a little bit better. But again, we focus on my strengths in life, not my shortcomings. Jessie J, British singer who did Price Tag, Bang Bang, and Domino. She's celebrating her 36th birthday. Brenda Strong is also celebrating a birthday. She was Christy Lee in The Social Network. She played London Tipton on The Suite Life on Deck, and she was also Madison on the Hulu sitcom Dollface. Now, I believe her 36th birthday today. Fergalicious, whatever you want to say. You know her from the Black Eyed Peas. She also had some solo hits, including My Humps, Boom Boom Pow, Fergalicious, Big Girls Don't Cry, Glamorous, and London Bridge. She is 49 years old. She actually started on a show that I used to watch, and for the life of me this morning, I can't remember the name of it, but Kids Inc., I think, is what it was.
Okay.
It just came to me as I said it, but she was on Kids Inc. That's how she got her start in the singing world. So there
you
go.
She started out on Kids Inc. and now she's close to ARP age.
That's right. With My Humps. I'd really love to see her at like 65 years old performing My Humps.
Performing that.
We've got a few years before that happens, but I definitely want to see that happen someday. Nathan Fillion, who plays Officer John Nolan on The Rookie. Before that, you knew him as Richard Castle on Castle and Captain Malcolm Reynolds on Firefly. He is 53 years old. Mariah Carey is celebrating a birthday today. Mimi, 54, 55 years old. It really depends on which part of the internet you're visiting. Her first number one hit was her 1990 debut single, Vision of Love. The last time one of her songs was number one was in 2008 with Touch My Body. And no, her Christmas song does not count as a number one hit. That's always number one every single year. Yeah. Elizabeth Mitchell, you'll know this one, Finn. She played Juliet on Lost. She was also Rachel Matheson on Revolution and Mrs. Claus and Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies. She is celebrating her 54th birthday today. We have Pauly Perrette also celebrating for 15 seasons. She played Abby, the goth lab expert on NCIS. She is celebrating her 55th birthday today. Now, there's rumor that she actually left the show because she had a falling out with Mark Harmon about his dog. Now, this is actually a true story. This has made, like, TMZ. This has also made People magazine. Apparently, the dog was not well behaved, and it liked to bite people on set. Well, Mark Harmon, being Mark Harmon, and kind of one of those dudes who's a little hard to get along with, and he was one of the executive producers during his time on NCIS, he refused to take the dog off the set because he wanted the dog with him. Well, just out of the sheer compassion of the rest of the people, Pauly Perrette quit because she was like, if this is how he's going to treat everybody over a dog that's obviously harmful, then I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And that's why she actually quit, according to sources, NCIS.
Which is pretty crazy because she was a pretty big part of that show, wasn't she?
She was a huge part of that show. And when she left, I was like, ooh, they lost two characters at once. And I was like, are they going to be able to do this? But, you know, it's still going strong. So there you go. I don't know. What do I know, right? Talisa Soto, who is a Puerto Rican singer. She was also a former Bond girl from License to Kill. And she played Princess Kitana in the Mortal Kombat movies. Never seen it. So sorry about pronunciation. She is 57 years old today. Quentin Tarantino is also celebrating a birthday, Finn. He exists to procure Oscars for Christoph Waltz is essentially what it is. Christoph won Best Acting Supporting Actor for Inglourious Basterds and did Django Unchained. Too bad he didn't put him in The Hateful Eight for the three part. Might have actually done a little bit better. Quentin Tarantino is celebrating his 61st birthday. Andrew Ferris, the INXS keyboardist, is celebrating his 65th birthday today. Of course, you know they're big hits. Need You Tonight, Devil Inside, What You Need, New Sensation, Never Tear Us Apart, Disappear, one of my favorites, Suicide Blonde. That's a good list of music.
Does that
mean
we'll be hauling out some INXS?
Yes, I would rather haul out the INXS than the Mariah Carey. Sorry, Mariah Carey fans. I would much
we'll
rather
watch
do that.
Glitter instead.
That's right. Oh, gosh, do we have to? No, nobody wants that. Wow, you can't even find that on streaming. That tells you how bad it was. We got a lot of artists we can pull from this morning, so we'll make sure we do that. And then, of course, Tony Banks from Genesis. He's the keyboardist for the group. He is also celebrating today. He is 74 years old. And Michael York rounds out the celebrity list, 82. You know him as Basil Exposition in the Austin Powers movies. He was also Logan from Logan's Run and Brian in Cabaret. 82 years old for Michael York today. I know he's had a great career. So there you have